My name is Christopher Peter. Welcome. Let me start off by wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah. I hope that you are spending quality time with those you hold dear to you and getting some rest before we head into the next year. The past weekend shows just how unpredictable the NFL is and how injuries can make a big impact on the playoff races and the outcomes of each game. For instance, the Eagles were dominating the Washington Commanders and then the whole game turned when Jalen Hurts left the game because of a concussion. The Commanders woke up and started to play better even with many mistakes, but the Eagles were clearly limited on offense. The game completely changed on a single play. The Eagles still will win the division with their next win, either against the Dallas Cowboys, who are no longer in the running for the playoffs, or the New York Giants, who are positioned to hold the number one pick in the upcoming draft. The Detroit Lions got back on track with a win against the Chicago Bears. The Bears are going to have to rebuild their coaching staff, strengthen the supporting cast around Caleb Williams, their budding star quarterback who really never had a real chance to show his mettle. The Lions will limp into the playoffs not because of bad play but because of injuries, but they are still formidable. The Kansas City Chiefs continue to roll on, beating the Houston Texans. Patrick Mahomes, who played despite suffering a high ankle sprain against the Cleveland Browns, helped dominate the Texans. A significant injury to a well-regarded teammate impacted players emotionally, may have played a role in the outcome. The Chiefs may not win pretty, but they simply win. The storyline around the New York Jets continues to get worse. If reports are true, which they may not be, it is pretty disappointing for a franchise to not have clear leadership in place, especially a culture that enables the son of the owner to disrupt team processes and influence critical decisions with little experience or credible arguments. The NFC South is becoming a heated competition as the Falcons gave back a division lead and the Tampa Bay Bucks fell into a tie with them with two games left. The Falcons rolled out their rookie quarterback in Michael Penix, and Baker Mayfield has kept his competitive nature intact, which should make for an interesting end to the season. The Packers and Vikings won easily. The Steelers did not help their case by losing on Saturday in a game against the Baltimore Ravens where they simply could not stop the run at all. Derrick Henry was able to run wherever he wanted. The interesting game was probably the Denver Broncos and the Los Angeles Chargers. The Broncos started off strong, but the Chargers showed it is not how you start, it is how you finish. And they finished strong by completely flipping the game. Hopefully Jalen Hurts is able to bounce back, and that Tank Dell can once again overcome injury to prosper with his immense talent. Now back to college and the new playoff format that kicked off this past weekend. While it seems like everyone makes a bowl these days, college football for quite some time had the toughest playoff percentage in sports, where less than 4% of programs made the field. In the NFL, about 44% of the teams make the playoffs. In baseball, it used to have a low percentage, but with the new wildcards, 40% of the teams make the playoffs. In basketball and hockey, 53 1/3% of team will make the playoffs. The new college football playoff system with 12 teams started this weekend, which feels like a good number. There will always be controversy with any number, even with the idea tossed around of a 16-team field. But the current format seems appropriate. I think the better teams should get a bye week. Notre Dame led off the weekend of blowouts facing Indiana University on Friday night. The Fighting Irish dominated the game with their defense and strong running game, although it ended with a 10-point margin. Late scores made it look closer than it really was. Marcus Freeman led the Fighting Irish to their first win in the college football playoff. They now face a tough next task in the Bulldogs of the University of Georgia. They say Penn State cannot win the big game. Well, that is no longer true. Maybe in the Big Ten, but they won big in the college football playoff against SMU. The Nittany Lions under James Franklin have let big moments slip by in the past, but not on Saturday. Penn State now goes to the blue turf of Boise State in the next round. The Texas Longhorns dominated the Clemson Tigers despite only winning by 2 scores. The Longhorns played well on both sides of the ball, and the luck for Clemson has run out this year after pulling the upset over SMU in the Atlantic Coast Conference Championship game. No disrespect, but Texas has the easiest next round of all the first-round winners. The last winner of the first round was the Ohio State University Buckeyes, who easily handled the Volunteers of the University of Tennessee. The Vols seemed like they were overwhelmed early and often, and Ryan Day and team quieted some of the noise and anger over their loss to Michigan a few weeks back. They will head into a rematch in the same location that they came up short in one of the better games of the season in Eugene, Oregon, facing the Ducks of the University of Oregon. There is noise about every game being won handily, and rightfully so. Last year, the excuse of choosing teams was the idea of competitive matchups, which they got. This year, the games were decided pretty early, but there is no real proof that Alabama and Miami would have fared any better. Alabama is not the same team as the iconic one under Nick Saban. Miami is not there yet, it appears, but next year they need to win more games to silence their doubters. The games will get better as there are some real good matchups this weekend. Finally, people should not really be surprised that the ratings for the National Basketball Association are down this year. They seem to decline each year as fans seem to engage with basketball content on social media through clips rather than tuning into actual games. As many pundits pointed out this week, the stars of the league do not really want you to watch the regular season games. They do not value them and do not want to be judged by their performances during the regular season. Many players do not really want to waste their time with playing regular season games. The NBA had to limit eligibility for season awards to try to encourage players to participate in more games. That is pretty bad. If the players do not want to play in these games, they need to have tournaments and penalties on players during the regular season to get them to work. So why should the fans watch? After all the fanfare about the television deals the league was able to extract from media companies in need of valuable live content, these early returns cannot make network executives assured that they made the right investments. They might have dedicated significant money into a declining asset. It is still early in the year. The market for basketball is not strong enough to challenge the strength and prowess of the NFL, and after the Super Bowl, the numbers may improve. Football, baseball, and hockey all saw increases in their viewership. Basketball might be the outlier. A big thank you to all of you in the audience. Your viewership is appreciated and valued. The Christopher Peter Review is made up of the series by Christopher Peter and the Christopher Peter Review. Please continue to visit www.crcreview.com for more, or subscribe on YouTube or YouTube Music. Thank you again and talk to you next time.